Doing the wrong thing will generate bad results. Unregenerated man sits in a self-destructive spiritual position because his bond is with Satan, his spiritual father, the spirit of disobedience, whose MO is to steal, kill, and destroy. It must be repeated that all of God's commandments are given for the edification of man. God's word is mankind's owner's manual. Inherent within each of them is a blessing or a curse. Galatians 6, verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Regardless of this obvious truth, man chooses disobedience and he disobeys himself to death. A short list of man's self-destructive roots, showing themselves in self-destructive deeds, follows. Adding or subtracting from God's word. Drunkenness, dope addiction, hate, bitterness, lying, slothfulness, stealing, premarital sex, adultery, homosexuality, pedophilia, bestiality, gluttony, and many, many other etc., etc. Those who reject the directives of the Word of God find themselves in these very hurtful ways. Psalms 34:21, evil shall slay the wicked. If you have yet to repent of your sins and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, do it today. Turn away from the self-destructive life of disobedience while you still have time. Click on the Further with Jesus for simple, instant how-to instructions. Now for today's subject. God said, Matthew 5, 31 and 32, It hath been said, Whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her, that is divorced, committeth adultery. God said, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13, If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. God said, Romans chapter 1, verses 21 through 32, Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned then their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. God said, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. God said, Jude 1, verse 7, Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Man said homosexuality is an acceptable lifestyle, and no one should be hindered from choosing it by a bunch of archaic, discredited writings of mere men in a book called the Bible. Now the record. The homosexual agenda is to convince the world that their homosexual proclivities are perfectly normal and functional and should be embraced as such by all. This is in spite of the fact that their orientation is condemned by God and that research reports the average lifespan of the homosexual to be 41 years. That number, 41, has been ridiculed by the homosexual community. The number was originally published by Dr. Paul Cameron, president of the Family Research Institute in 1992. Dr. Cameron is also a peer reviewer for the highly prestigious British Medical Journal and the Canadian Medical Association Journal. As a peer reviewer, he participates in analyzing and recommending which articles are of sufficient academic stature to warrant publishing. NewLife.net refers to Cameron's research in the following paragraphs. Life expectancy of homosexual men and women without AIDS is about 33 years shorter than that of the heterosexual. Surprisingly, AIDS has only a modest effect on the average life expectancy of a homosexual male. The average age of men dying from AIDS is 39. The average age of homosexuals dying from all other causes is even more revealing, 41. Only 1% die of old age. In study after study, less than 3% of all homosexuals surveyed are over the age of 55. Why is homosexuality such a dangerous lifestyle? Part of the reason is the promiscuous lifestyles of homosexuals. Homosexualities, 1978, page 308, an official publication of the Institute for Sex Research founded by Alfred Kinsey, Alan Bell and Martin Weinberg reported that only 10% of male homosexuals could be termed as relatively monogamous or relatively less promiscuous, defined as 10 or fewer lifetime partners. Additional findings showed that 60% of male homosexuals had more than 250 lifetime sexual partners, and 28% of male homosexuals had more than 1,000 lifetime sexual partners. Another startling fact is that 79% admitted that more than half of their sexual partners were strangers, end quote. The following excerpts are from the June 2005 article published by LifeSite.net titled, "Yet Another Study Confirms Gay Life Expectancy 20 Years Shorter." Washington, D.C., June 6, 2005. A new study, which analyzed tens of thousands of gay obituaries and compared them with AIDS deaths data from the Centers for Disease Control, has shown that the life expectancy for homosexuals is about 20 years shorter than that of the general public. The study entitled Gay Obituaries closely tracked officially reported deaths from AIDS. It has been published in Psychological Reports, 2005. In an interview with LifeSiteNews.com, Dr. Paul Cameron, the president of the Family Research Institute, and the scientist who headed the study, indicated that he was not at all surprised by the findings. Rather, he said that it only served as another confirmation for what had long been known and other studies have already shown. One such study was conducted in Vancouver, British Columbia, and published in 1997 in the International Journal of Epidemiology. It almost exactly mirrors the findings of Cameron's research. The Vancouver study was conducted by a team of pro-gay researchers who, upon finding that pro-family advocates were using the results of their research as confirmation for their beliefs about the risk of homosexual lifestyle, issued a statement trying to curb this unintended after effect. They say, "The aim of our work," said the research team, "was to assist health planners with the means of estimating the impact of HIV infection on groups like gay and bisexual men, not necessarily captured by vital statistics data, and not to hinder the rights of these groups worldwide. Overall, we do not condone the use of our research in a manner that restricts the political or human rights of gay and bisexual men or any other group." Despite their attempts to downplay the practical consequences of their research, it is difficult to ignore that the study concluded with the statement that under even the most liberal assumptions, gay and bisexual men in this urban center, speaking of Vancouver, British Columbia, are now experiencing a life expectancy similar to that experienced by all men in Canada in the year 1871, corresponding almost exactly with Cameron's study. The Vancouver study indicated that life expectancy at age 20 years for gay and bisexual men is 8 to 20 years less than for all men, end of quote. After a short research for Canadian life expectancy charts, which was unsuccessful, we did find that male life expectancy in the United States in 1890 was 42.5 years. Various surveys of homosexual life expectancy have been conducted in recent years. According to the research with which we are aware, the homosexual's life expectancy is considerably lower. Where is the government? Where are the warning labels? Where are the no smokes? In February of 2001, God Said, Man Said published a feature article titled Homosexuality. It deals with God's judgment against it, the fruits of homosexual disobedience, and God's forgiveness and deliverance for those bound by it. In that 2001 God Said, Man Said article, we examined the homosexual community's claims of genetic homosexuality. If homosexuals are born gay, then it follows, incorrectly I must say, that they cannot be faulted. That argument, due to the huge lack of scientific support, has been abandoned. As an aside, we must note that an unborn child can be spiritually affected in a mother's womb. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 and 20. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Luke chapter 1, verse 15 and also 39 through 44. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And Mary arose in those days, and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judea, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. It also must be noted that the sins of the father will be visited on his children. This will become obvious in the remainder of this article. Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 and 7. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. All of mankind was born in sin, and the solution is to get a new father. God created a way of escape. Jesus calls it, born again. Click on to further with Jesus for clarification. Massive new research has just been published that again points to the dramatic effects of environmental factors, social and family, upon the homosexual mindset. The reason the first verses in the God Said portion of this article were Matthew chapter 5, verses 31 and 32, which declares God's stand against rampant divorce, is that new research reaffirms the deleterious effects of divorce on the adolescent mind in regard to homosexuality. The following paragraphs are from an article published in the AFA Journal. The title of the article is, New Study Challenges Popular View of Sexual Orientation. This January 2007 article was authored by W. Throckmorton, Ph.D. of Grove City College. He is a psychologist and the producer of I Do Exist, a documentary about sexual identity. More of his information is available at www.drthrockmorton.com. The excerpts follow. Mark Twain said once, Rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated. If environmental factors and sexual orientation could talk, they might say the same thing. For sure, social or family factors influencing sexual attractions have been written off by numerous scholars and media. However, a new Danish study may prompt a fresh evaluation of the role of social factors in sexual orientation. The study, to be published in the October 2006 issue of Archives of Sexual Behavior by Danish epidemiologist Morten Frisch and statistician Anders Hivid, reported the analysis of data from 2 million men and women. The research suggests the link between environmental factors such as geographic birthplace and family relationships and the probability of marrying a same-sex or opposite-sex partner. The massive study also finds that the number of brothers and sisters increases the probability of marrying heterosexually. This finding contradicts a recent widely touted Canadian study of birth order that found the number of older brothers increased the probability of homosexuality in men. The Danish researchers found no evidence that having older brothers increased the likelihood of men marrying homosexually. On the contrary, they found that older siblings increased the probability of heterosexual marriage. The choice of homosexual versus heterosexual marriage serves as an obvious, although not perfect, assessment of sexual preferences. Regarding the fraternal birth order effect, the authors said, "We found no indication that older brothers were particularly common in these homosexual men." The researchers found for each additional year one's parents stay married, the probability of heterosexual marriage in the children increased by 1.6% among sons and 1% among daughters. In contrast, the rate of homosexual unions decreased by 1.8% among sons and 1.4% among daughters for every year of intact parental marriage. Summing these effects over years of childhood and adolescence contributes to a noteworthy impact. Regarding homosexual marriages, the researchers found that birthplace relates to the sexual orientation of marriage partner. Being born in urban settings increased the probability of homosexual marriage and decreased the probability of heterosexual marriage. Frisch and Havid noted, "Our study may be the first to show that birthplace, or some correlate, therefore influences marital choices in adulthood." The authors also confirmed previous research suggesting that children who experience parental divorce are less likely to marry heterosexually than children reared in intact families. Frisch and Havid reported that for men, unknown paternal identity, parental divorce, short duration of cohabitation with both parents, and long duration of father-absent cohabitation with mother were all associated with increased rates of homosexual marriage. For women, homosexual marriage rates were elevated among women whose parents were married briefly and those who experienced long periods of mother absence due either to abandonment or death during the teen years. Taken together, the study's findings suggest that intact parents bearing multiple children living in rural areas increase the probability of heterosexual pairings in their children, end of quote. It's true that outside factors influence homosexual activity. It's also outside factors that correct and deliver. Jesus Christ, He is the answer, the outside factor. Choose Him. The cause of homosexuality and the solution is addressed in some detail in the God Said, Man Said article, Homosexuality. If you are seeking deliverance or help for someone who is bound, click on and review the information. May the face of the Lord shine upon you with light and truth. God said, Matthew chapter 5, verses 31 and 32, "It hath been said, Whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery." God said, Leviticus 20, verse 13, "If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them." God said, Romans 1:21 through 32, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beast, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And for this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to reprobate minds to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. God said, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. God said, Jude 1:7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Man said, homosexuality is an acceptable lifestyle, and no one should be hindered from choosing it by a bunch of archaic, discredited writings of mere men in a book called the Bible. Now you have the record.